As I was preparing for my homily this week, I read these readings, and I don't really believe in coincidences. This weekend could have been anywhere from about the ninth week up to the 13th week, three different years, so three different sets of readings that we could have chosen or that could have been presented for us. But I think the readings always have something important to say. And these were fairly difficult readings for me to go through and to reflect upon, because as I was preparing, knowing that this is going to be my last opportunity to be with you, to be with the good people of Prairie du Chien as your pastor. They were, as I said, a difficult bunch of readings. In our first reading, we've got Elijah coming to Elisha to call him to be a prophet behind him. Elisha was satisfied. He was happy where he was at. He had possessions. He had riches. They had 12 oxen. Land. He was plowing their land. He had people. So we know that Elisha came from a influential and a well-to-do family. And Elijah comes and he lays his cloak upon him, calling him to be a prophet, to follow. And Elisha says, "Let me go first to say goodbye to my father and mother, and I will come and follow." And then what does Elisha do? He cuts all ties. He takes the plow and he uses it for kindling, to build a fire. And then he slaughters the oxen. He roasts the meat and he presents it and gives it to his people. Elisha is cutting all ties with what he had left behind. He's entering fully into this role of prophet. He had freedom. The freedom that Paul talks about. "For you are called for freedom, brothers and sisters." But how do we truly become free? It's only when we give up the attachments that we have. And I know as I was packing this last week, I find that I've got more and more attachments than I really thought, because there's a lot of possessions that's still to be packed up over in the rectory. Some of the things that I had when I came here, and I never got around to even unpacking them. So I was trying to divest myself of these things, trying to find homes for the things that are still good. But there's still a lot of stuff. And we all have a lot of stuff. But we're even more so than that is the attachments of the heart. And we all have these as well. Some good and beautiful things. Family. Each other. These are good things. But when they get not in a good balance in our hearts, then they can begin to interfere with our role of what we are called to be, priest, prophet, and king. They can come in the way of discipleship. Jesus, in our gospel, is on his way to Jerusalem. He knows what's laying ahead. He knows his passion is right there, and he's going through really enemy territory. The Samaritans had absolutely no love for the Jewish people. And they knew that Jesus and his disciples were coming through, set for Jerusalem. And so they are not welcome in their town. Peter and James want to destroy the town. But Jesus says simply, "No, let us move on to another village." So as they are going, another one comes up to him and says, "Lord, I will follow you wherever you go." Foxes have dens, birds of the air have nests. The Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And to another he says, "Follow me." And he says, "Let me go first and bury my father." And Jesus gives us these very difficult words. "Let the dead bury their dead." And another, "I will follow you, Lord. But let me say farewell to my family." And Jesus says, "To whomever has laid his hand to the plow and continues to look back is not fit for the kingdom." Jesus is really speaking to us of freedom. Are we free? Am I free? Anyone seeking to get married, if they have their heart attached, if they have addictions in their heart, they're not free to give themselves. If they are continually looking for another, they're not free to give themselves to their spouse. if they're attached to addictions, to pornography, to sex, to video games, if they're attached to any of these things, they're not free to give themselves to another. And so if we find ourselves attached to things, we have to learn to offer them up. We have to learn to use them for the glory of God. We don't use them to possess them. We use them to give God thanksgiving and to give God glory. And if we can do that, then the things in our lives, whether they're good or great, can be used for God's glory. In all of these, we have to learn, because it doesn't just come natural to us. We like stuff. And as I said, stuff can be good, but it can get in the way if we're not careful. Our heart desires to be attached. And so God gives us Himself because He wants us attached primarily. First and foremost, He wants us attached to Him so that we can truly be free, so that we can truly offer back to Him what He has already given to us. And so as I was preparing to go, this freedom is very important. It's important for families. It's important for parents. It's important for children. It's important for priests. To be able to give thanks to God for the many blessings He has shed upon us and to use these things. How many here have I buried a spouse, a parent, a grandparent, a child? If we are not free to offer these back to God, knowing full well that it is only a temporary goodbye, it is only a temporary separation, for we will all come together in Christ. But if I'm not free to offer that back to God in the meantime, I'm building a wall, I'm building a prison around me, and I'm imprisoning myself. And so we get these readings, we get these lessons to come and to grow in freedom. As much as it might hurt, as difficult as it might be, it is the path to follow Christ. As we were preparing last night, the deacon said, how come this guy, when he says, let me go say farewell to my family, and Jesus gives this response, is so different from the response that Elijah gave Elisha? I think truly it speaks of where we are, who we are. Elijah and Elisha were prophets. And at that time, we needed prophets. But we no longer have prophets such as Elijah and Elisha in our world today. What we have today is the prophet. Christ is the king, the prophet, the priest. We are priests in Christ. We are prophets in Christ. We are kings in Christ. And all of us have that in our lives. And whether it is lived as a family member, whether it is lived as a husband and a wife, whether it is lived as a priest, a ministerial priest, we are simply priests, prophets, and kings in Christ. And so Christ is telling us that it is imperative that we move forward. It is imperative that we become free, that we let go, not to abandon forever, but that we can let go and we can embrace what truly matters. We can embrace Christ. We can embrace our discipleship. We can embrace our mission. May God continue to watch over and bless each and every one of you.
Announcements. All are invited to Father Jim's farewell party today at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall at St. John's. Weekday masses will be offered Tuesday through Friday at the normal times and locations, and scrip will be sold after mass.
And so, Father Dave, who we were expecting to come here, is a different assignment, and so he will not be coming down here to Prairie du Chien Right now, not 100% positive of the new pastor of Holy Family Parish. I'm about 85%, but he has to announce at his parish, and then they have to figure out who's coming in behind him. So hopefully next Sunday there will be a visiting priest come down to Prairie du Chien, and hopefully he will have the name and the date of the new pastor when he will be coming down here. For this week, Father Paul Fagan has agreed to take the weekly masses, so this week we'll have a full schedule of weekday masses. Not sure what's going on down the road. He's going to do as many as he can, but due to some other prior engagements and things, appointments that he has, he may not be able to have them every day, so hopefully the good deacon will be able to fill in and take some communion services on those days that Father Fagan cannot take the masses. And I would just like to offer my heartfelt gratitude to each of you. Coming down here as a first-time pastor, you made this first assignment as a pastor for me very memorable, very grateful. A lot of great people in Prairie du Chien. And so I'd like to thank you for all that that you've done to help me. We've accomplished a lot, I think, together. It's not all on any one person. It's a community and a communal effort, and so thank you. I will always keep you very close in my heart.